Hey, welcome to the Growth Dummy summary of the Four Agreements by Don Miguel Ruiz. The Four Agreements shows how to love yourself more, not take things personally, and heal your relationships. Don Miguel Ruiz shares wisdom from the indigenous Mexican Toltec culture to help us stop living in this false dream of social rules, expectations, and judgments. And our top quote from this book is, "Real life is accepting other people the way they are without trying to change them," end quote. So who is Don Miguel Ruiz and why listen to him? Well, he's now an incredibly popular author of personal growth books. This book, The Four Agreements, has sold millions of copies and inspired countless people. But Don Miguel was not always a spiritual dude. He was born in Mexico, went to medical school, and worked as a surgeon for many years. And then suddenly the course of his life was changed by a car accident that almost killed him. So Don Miguel became an apprentice under a shaman, which is kind of a traditional spiritual guide and healer. He began studying the wisdom of the ancient Toltecs. These were an indigenous Mexican culture of great warriors and artists that lived around 1,000 years ago. Don Miguel says those ancient people knew some things that modern people don't. I mean, sure, they couldn't take a flattering selfie to save their lives, but they did collect a lot of unique wisdom over the generations. Wisdom that has now been forgotten. Well, Don Miguel wants to share some of that wisdom with the world through his writing. And even better news, on right now you'll be listening to some of the best lessons that I learned from the Four Agreements in this fast, fun summary. So let's begin with the first lesson, which is become an inner warrior to reclaim your happiness and sanity. Don Miguel says we must all become warriors like the Toltecs, not with spears and arrows, but with our minds. The Toltecs already knew that every human being must fight a battle inside ourselves. It's a battle against our old conditioning, all those unhelpful beliefs we were brainwashed into believing when we were far too young to argue. For example, can you remember the last time you made a mistake? Maybe you were impatient with your significant other? Or maybe you cheated on a diet by eating a whole chocolate cake by yourself? And what happened next? Well, if you're like most people, then you began judging, criticizing, and condemning yourself. You beat yourself up inside and were abusive to yourself, making yourself feel like a bad person. Now, most of us do that, and we think it's normal. But Don Miguel says this is just our old conditioning, and he says every human being becomes domesticated while growing up, which leaves us with all these emotional wounds full of poison. So imagine if everybody's skin was covered in painful infected wounds, and this means every time two people try to get close to each other, their emotional wounds would rub, and they would both suffer tremendous pain. Well, Don Miguel says this is exactly what's happening in the world today. But he says there's a better and healthier way to live, a way that gives us peace, freedom, and the freedom to be who we are, and also lets us love other people without reservation. This new way starts with the Four Agreements. These are really four new ways of living, which you can agree to follow voluntarily if you want to. So these four agreements are, 1, be impeccable with your word, 2, never take things personally, 3, don't make assumptions, and 4, always do your best. So in this summary, we'll be exploring these in more detail. And a recap of this first lesson, peace, love, and happiness will not enter your life accidentally. You must become an inner warrior to fight your old conditioning and to clean your emotional wounds, the wounds that prevent you from loving yourself and others. So now we have lesson 2. Wake up to how we are all domesticated into false beliefs and rules. Ever noticed how happy young kids often look? When they're smiling and having fun, they're totally filled with joy. But then something happens as we're growing up. Have you ever adopted a puppy? Well, then you know that you must train them or there will be giant messes everywhere and probably poo on your walls. So just like pets, human children are also domesticated, often using punishments and rewards. Do what mommy and daddy say, and they show you love. Break their rules, and they withdraw love, and make you feel alone, like you're lost in a dark forest. So this is what Don Miguel calls the process of domestication. It's that our parents, schools, culture, religions, and so on, they all teach us the rules that we must follow to be seen as a good and valuable person. Now, kids are naturally vulnerable and defenseless, so they follow the rules because they're so afraid of being abandoned. So they copy their mother, they copy their father, and they copy the people around them. Kids also automatically believe everything adults say. I mean, that's why most kids believe in Santa Claus. They're not dumb, they're just very trusting. So we picked up most of our deepest beliefs when we couldn't really think for ourselves. Beliefs about who we are, what the world is like, and what is the right way to live. All this training becomes like a rule book inside you. Don Miguel Ruiz calls this your inner book of law. So why do you follow all these rules in your book of law? Because they make you feel safe. Even if some of the rules might make you feel unhappy, you don't dare to break them because then you would feel unsafe. So this is how all humans put on a mask and begin living in a type of dream. So we believe all these things and live according to all these rules that we never were able to stop to think about. So Don Miguel calls all these beliefs and rules agreements, because we did have to agree for those beliefs and rules to become part of our dream. But of course, kids always agree, so it's not really our fault. The ancient Toltecs called themselves dream masters because they understood that we are all living in a dream more than an objective reality. And the good news is that we all have the power to change our dream. First, we must become aware of our domestication, and then the next step is to adopt new agreements. So summary of this second lesson is parents and society domesticate children kind of like pets. We're trained to follow beliefs and rules, so we'll be seen as a good person worthy of love. But we often end up becoming unhappy and inauthentic instead. Don Miguel says becoming aware of this process of domestication is the first step to freedom. Now we have lesson three. Never judge, blame, or go against yourself to live in love and peace. The New Testament of the Bible starts by saying, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." Well, Don Miguel says that the Word is God in a different way. He says words are how we give birth to our world. The way we talk to ourselves creates our experience of the world. And this experience can become a heaven or a hell. That's why the first agreement in this book is to be impeccable with your word. But what does that mean exactly? Well, the word impeccable means perfect, so you should be perfect or flawless with the words you use to talk to yourself. Here's a quote from the book. "Being impeccable with your word is the correct use of your energy. It means to use your energy in the direction of truth and love for yourself." End quote. Now, the biggest sin we make with our word, our words, is to judge. Most of us have been trained to carry around this inner judge who is always harshly judging everything and everyone around us. And the most common target of this judgment is ourselves. We're constantly judging and blaming ourselves, which Don Miguel says it means we're going against ourselves psychologically. Whenever we judge ourselves for anything or blame ourselves harshly, we're heading further down the path towards unhappiness and hell. So Don Miguel says this is the number one habit we need to stop if we want to be impeccable with our word. Here's another quote. "In your whole life, nobody has ever abused you more than you have abused yourself. And the limit of your self-abuse is exactly the limit that you will tolerate from someone else. If someone else abuses you a little more than you abuse yourself, you'll probably walk away from that person. But if someone abuses you a little less than you abuse yourself, you will probably stay in the relationship and tolerate it endlessly." End quote. So be careful about your word, that is, your inner dialogue. When you talk to yourself carelessly, like most of us do, then you'll slowly descend into a type of hell. Now, your inner words may be invisible, but they are like seeds. These seeds will take root and grow and become your life. Now, this reminds me of a Buddhist idea. There was a Vietnamese Buddhist teacher named Thich Nhat Hanh, and he says that we all have a store consciousness, which is a place from where seeds arise into our daily thoughts. And now, those seeds can be wholesome or unwholesome, and it is our job, basically, to nurture the wholesome seeds that arise so they can stay in our minds longer and feel at home. And we must also let the unwholesome seeds, like anger, ignorance, and greed, sink back down to our store consciousness. If you want to learn more about these great Buddhist ideas, then go check out our summary of The Heart of the Buddha's Teachings by Thich Nhat Hanh. When you stop judging yourself, then you can still be responsible for your actions, but it comes from a place of self-love. When you stop condemning and blaming yourself, then you open the door to heaven, the heaven that can exist inside of us, that is. Summary of this lesson. The first agreement is to be impeccable with your word. This means watch out how you talk to yourself. Remember that your word is like God in that it creates your experience of life, whether you live in suffering or joy. Now we have lesson 4. Understand that everything people do is about them and not you, because everyone's living in their own dream. Here's a quote. "You are never responsible for the actions of others. You are only responsible for you. When you truly understand this and refuse to take things personally, you can hardly be hurt by the careless comments or actions of others." End quote. When someone insults or attacks us, we feel bad. Why? Because we feel their words said something about us. But the truth is, anything people say about us is really a reflection of their own dream, their programming. That's why the second agreement in this book is never take things personally. So we already know that everyone is living in their own unique dream. It's a dream created by the rules, judgments, opinions, and beliefs that we were all domesticated into. Now, other people never had a choice in how they were trained. And the main point here is the world someone else lives in is completely different than the world you are living in. So if you're taking things personally, then you're vulnerable, because everybody is infected with some kind of emotional poison from their childhood or their life experiences, and their poison can infect you and make you sick. And that's what happens when you become angry, obsessed, or insulted. Not taking things personally is like a vaccine that makes you immune to other people's emotional poison, so you can move through the world with more ease. Not taking things personally also allows you to start trusting your heart more to guide your life, and you'll stop being controlled so much about the opinions of other people when you do understand that they are living in their own personal dreams that have very little to do with you. Oh, and by the way, if you want to learn how to communicate more effectively and compassionately, then go check out our summary of Nonviolent Communication by Marshall B. Rosenberg. That book is written by a renowned psychologist, and it teaches a framework to help us communicate our feelings and needs without making the other person feel attacked. Now, my favorite quote from that book is, "Most of us grew up speaking a language that encourages us to label, compare, demand, and pronounce judgments rather than to be aware of what we are feeling and needing." End quote. And that was from Nonviolent Communication by Marshall B. Rosenberg. Okay, so a summary of this lesson. The second agreement is never take things personally. Other people's actions are not really caused by you, but by the dream of their conditioning. And when you see that other people's words and actions have so little to do with you, then you'll be able to worry less what they think and to trust your heart more. And now lesson 5. Don't assume people see the world how you do, otherwise you'll suffer. To live in the world, we must often make assumptions. For example, we assume that cars will always stop at red lights. That's why we begin walking across the street even without looking sometimes or waiting for the cars to slow down. But while assumptions can serve us well for simple tasks like that, they can also be very destructive in our relationships. You see, relationships can quickly degenerate into misunderstandings and fighting when people make assumptions. That's why the third agreement is don't make assumptions. The biggest assumption we all make is that other people are the same as us inside. We assume they think how we think, feel how we feel, and believe how we believe. These assumptions set up invisible expectations in our minds, and when other people inevitably don't meet those expectations, then we suffer terribly. Here's an example. Gary Chapman, he wrote a great book called The Five Love Languages, where he explained that different people have different languages in which they give and receive love. For instance, some people give and receive love through physical touching, others through gifts, and so on. There are five of these. And so when one person expects to feel love in one way, but their partner naturally shows love in a different way, then there can be a lot of misunderstanding and hurt. So that's why it's always better to ask than to assume anything. Now, inside of relationships, Don Miguel says the most destructive assumption is believing that our love will change someone. The truth is, you really can't predict or control other people. You can only choose to love them or not love them. Here's a great quote, maybe the best one in the whole book. Quote, "Real love is accepting other people the way they are without trying to change them." End quote. Real change can't come from the outside anyway. I mean, the best you could do is to be a good role model for those around you. For example, let's say you wanted your partner to eat healthier. Well, criticizing them when they eat poorly is probably not very effective, right? So instead, maybe you could cook a healthy dinner so they experience firsthand that healthy eating can taste delicious. And we naturally start to become more like people we spend the most time around anyway. Summary of this lesson. The third agreement is don't make assumptions. Most of us make the big assumption that others think how we think and see the world how we do. This sets up expectations inside of us that are inevitably broken. So it's much better to ask a question than assume anything. And now lesson 6, take action while always doing your best to say yes to life. Action is how we express who we are in the world. Action is how we manifest our intentions. When we take action, we are really saying yes to life. That's why the fourth agreement is always do your best. And you can never do more than your best. Recognize this and you'll enjoy taking action more. Just focus on doing your personal best rather than comparing or judging yourself to others. Here's a quote. "God is life. God is life in action. The best way to say, I love you, God, is to live your life doing your best." End quote. Action is powerful. An idea for a book in your head doesn't have any power, but combine that idea with action and you'll have a physical book. And then it becomes something that has the power to change other people's minds and transform the world in some way. In the 1930s, a guy called Napoleon Hill studied 500 millionaires, including Henry Ford and Thomas Edison. He was basically hired to find out the secrets to material prosperity. And after studying all those rich, successful people, here's one of the most important ideas he wrote down. Quote, "Wishing will not bring riches, but desiring riches with a state of mind that becomes an obsession, then planning definite ways and means to acquire riches, and backing up those plans with persistence, which does not recognize failure, will bring riches." And that was a quote from Napoleon Hill. Now, although Napoleon Hill ended up calling his book Think and Grow Rich, even he recognized the power of committed action. And by the way, this book became one of the first truly popular self-help books, and it's still popular today because the ideas are still so valuable. If you're curious about how you too can think and grow rich, then go listen to our summary of Napoleon Hill's book too. That was Think and Grow Rich. In my opinion, Arnold Schwarzenegger was also a great example of someone always doing their best. Back when he was an unknown teenager in a small Austrian town in the farms, he did his best lifting weights in a small concrete gym. And then he did his best every day to win bodybuilding competitions. He did his best to grow a real estate business in America as an immigrant who could barely speak English. Then he did his best becoming the top action movie star in Hollywood, despite a heavy accent. He also did his best running for governor of California and winning. Although he definitely wasn't perfect, Arnold inspired millions of people to become stronger and healthier people. And personally, his movies were a big part of my childhood too. If you want more insight into Arnold's mindset, take a look at our summary of his autobiography called Total Recall by Arnold Schwarzenegger. Very inspirational guy. In that book, he says, quote, "My definition of living is to have excitement always. That's the difference between living and existing," end quote. I think in our work and our lives, many of us can fall into the exact opposite attitude, doing the bare minimum just to avoid being fired. So a summary of this lesson, the fourth agreement is always do your best. So don't worry about how other people compare to you, just focus on doing your own personal best and you'll find life opening up to you. Also remember Arnold's words that excitement is the difference between living and existing. And now we have lesson 7, forgive others to set yourself free. 2,000 years ago, Buddha said that holding on to anger is like holding on to a hot coal with your hand. In the end, you're the one who gets burned. Today, Don Miguel Ruiz says it's like everyone is walking around with a skin disease. Imagine everyone is covered with hundreds of infected wounds, wounds filled with emotional poison. And when we get too close to each other, these emotional wounds rub against each other and we're filled with anger, resentment, and indignation. As a result, we don't often get close. The only way to heal these wounds is forgiveness to our past. Don Miguel says to forgive whoever wronged us in the past, not because they deserve to be forgiven, but because we deserve to live with peace and love. And as long as we hold on to anger and resentment, that won't happen. You'll know you've truly forgiven someone when you no longer feel a strong negative emotional reaction when you remember what they did to you. This means the wound has healed. It's just like you know a wound on your skin has healed when you can touch it without feeling more pain. And then the next step is to forgiving yourself. And that's where self-acceptance begins and how we can become a fully free human being inside and out. Summary of this lesson. You deserve to be free of anger, resentment, and suffering. And that's the greatest reason you need to forgive other people. And you'll know you've truly forgiven them when you can remember what they did without feeling a strong inner reaction anymore. Okay, so that's all for this book. Don Miguel's words are so simple, yet very powerful. I hope you learned a lot about where your beliefs and rules may come from and how you can adopt some new agreements to live in a better way. So remember to be impeccable with your word, never take things personally, not to make assumptions, and always to do your best. Follow those simple rules and see how your life changes. And if you like this summary, then I'm sure you'll love the book itself, which explains these ideas in a more poetic way and in a lot more details.